Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Chef and Instagrammer Alana Sheehan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Brendan. How are you today?
I'm great, thanks, Alana. So you have some healthy eating ideas for summer, but these are actual nice things. So tasty, healthy alternatives for breakfast and a bit of snacking as well. So Breakfast could be a good way to start. People kind of less inclined to be making porridge or that kind of thing in the summer. You think energy balls, those protein balls, are a good way to start the day?
Definitely. Like, I mean, compared to some other breakfast choices, there is nothing bad in this particular recipe that I have. There is nothing bad. If your children ask you for chocolate in the morning, you can say, yes, honey, and feed them these.
Okay, so you can actually con children with these as well. And listen, those protein balls are really expensive if you buy them in a cafe or anything like that. Your chocolate and almond protein balls, can they be made reasonably cheaply?
Yeah, it's really, really important for me for all of my food to be accessible and using affordable ingredients. Once you make these, they are so easy and simple and require minimum ingredients. You will never buy them in the shop again.
Okay, what are you putting in them?
So these ones in particular, I have dates, which are fantastic for a slow release of energy and natural sweetness. Almonds, they're brilliant, providing the protein here and full of vitamin E. And then I have cacao powder, which is considered a superfood. And that's it. A little bit of salt as well, just to bring out the flavour. They're chocolate rich and fudgy on the inside. And then on the outside, there is toasted flaked almonds and they provide a crunch. They're delicious. And I'd advise to make a double batch because they will be gone. And you can just store them in an airtight container and they're good for up to a week if they last.
Okay. For something more substantial then, you have a coconut and chia seed pudding.
Yeah, now this is, again, I've been eating this myself all week. It's lovely, a great way to start off the day for breakfast or a snack. And these keep in the fridge for up to 5 days. So I have chia seeds in them. The base is chia seeds. They are high in fibre, brilliant for digestion and gut health, and they're really versatile and easy to add into your diet. So you can put them in smoothies, salads or porridge. Then here I have cherries because they're at their prime at the moment. They're in season. They provide a lovely natural sweetness and brilliant flavour. If you're making this at any other time of the year, you can use frozen cherries available anywhere. And they're rich in nutrients, they're anti-inflammatory, and they're brilliant for muscle recovery. So it's a great post-gym snack as well.
Okay. Now, acai bowl with granola is your next one. And people who have teenagers will know that they're crazy for acai bowls and that they are a ridiculous price. So you can actually make them at home.
Yes, you can. Now, these are really, really having their moment. And I think they've been having their moment for a few years now, but there's no sign of them going anywhere. So you'll be happy to hear that you can actually buy frozen acai, tubs of frozen acai, in most supermarkets or health food shops at the moment. And you can buy a tub for as little as €9. Most of the bowls that you buy, they begin at €9. So it's well worth making your own bowl at home. The base is basically the frozen acai berries blitzed up, and then you can choose from a range of toppings. So toppings include any fruits, nuts, seeds, granola, coconut, berries, banana. And then more often than not, like a sauce, like a peanut butter, almond butter or Nutella.
Okay. And you've given us a recipe for granola as well, if people want to make their own granola. You have a healthy take on chips and dips.
Yes, this is a really, really lovely, fulfilling and savoury snack. So chip and dip, it's fairly self-explanatory, but I know when I open a bag of tortilla chips, it ends with orange fingers and regret.
Yeah.
So this is a way better option. Here I'm using a whole meal or brown wrap, which is cut into pieces. and it's baked, not fried. So instantly you've got less calories, less chemicals, and great for portion control. It's fiber rich, seasoned with some smoked paprika. And then I serve it with either like a spicy guacamole, but a simplified version. That's just, it all comes together within 10 minutes. Or
is it really nice, like, or is it purgatory?
No, it's really nice.
You will get a chips and dips buzz off it, will you?
You will. Guaranteed chip and dip buzz.
Okay.
So a tomato salsa as well. Tomatoes are in season right now, so they're at their best and just absolutely delicious. You don't really need to add much to it to get that flavour.
Okay, but what would we add to the chopped up tomatoes to give it a bit of zest?
Here I have like literally zest. So I have some lime, some smoked paprika, a little bit of jalapenos and salt and pepper. You could add so much more, but I think when you need a snack, just to stop you reaching for the bad things in the cupboard, it needs to come together quickly. Yeah. So between the cooking the chips and the dip, that takes 10 minutes and you're done.
Perfect. Okay, you have a nice lolly alternative too. We've mango and lime lollies.
Yes, which are absolutely perfect for summer. So again, I think it's important when you're having snacks, it's important for them to be protein rich, fiber rich and full of healthy fats. So these mango and lime lollies, using real mango, like frozen mango, because it's available, less faffing about trying to peel it and get rid of the stone. And then for the base, I have used Greek yogurt, which is full of protein and calcium, great for your teeth and your bones. And then bringing in lime with lots of lime zest and lime juice. So they taste really exotic. And for these, you can buy silicone molds or be a retro Rita and use some just yogurt pots.
Okay.
So again, they come together very quickly, but obviously then you need to freeze them.
Okay. We'll put all those recipes up on the website, Alana Sheehan. Thank you very much. That's it for today. You can listen back to all the conversations from today's show on the RTE Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.